Governor Ridge has consulted managers from the private sector seeking guidance on how to create one federal agency from many. One such executive is Norman Augustine, former chairman and CEO of Lockheed Martin, who was also once an undersecretary of the Army. Mr. Augustine, what's the single, first of all, the single most important piece of advice you could give Governor Ridge or anybody else in this new Department of Homeland Security?
Well, it's difficult to single out one item, but I think certainly near the top of the list would have to be the notion that one has to treat culture as an asset and not as an excuse. And it's so easy to let one's past culture, particularly when you're dealing with 22 different organizations, as Governor Ridge is, to have people use that as a reason why we can't do it the new way because we're used to doing it the old way.
But you mean you're dealing with an agency here where people who've been part of the Coast Guard have been part of a very, very old organization, and then others in transportation security at the airports and still others at naturalization. How do you overcome their sense that they have traditions that do constrain their behavior in some way?
Well, it's an interesting question because there is the advantage, actually, that comes with that wonderful tradition. And I think what one wants to do is build on it and pick the good parts of the tradition and use that as something that you incorporate in the new organization. But those things that become barriers to doing things the new way, one has to find a way to get rid of. But one of the interesting things I found in my own background were when we created Lockheed Martin, we found that it was actually easier to combine 22 organizations, in our case it was 17, but easier to combine that than it was to combine two. Because when you combine two, there tends to be a lot of push and shove as to which one will do it their way. With 22 organizations, such as the case in the Department of Homeland Security, clearly no one organization is going to prevail. So one has the opportunity to pick the best of the best from each and to build on that.
Norman Augustine, you've been in the private sector primarily, but you've had a lot of contact with the federal government. The federal government seems to be so much more vast in scale and doing so many things that really aren't judged by a profit and loss basis. Can you really apply private sector wisdom to these things well?
I've thought a good deal about that, having been in both, and the two are quite different. There are certain fundamental principles of management, accountability, responsibility, authority, and so on, that carry across these various kinds of organizations. But there are also some major differences, and I think people that come into the government from business and say, okay, now we're going to straighten things out, I think they miss the point. The founding fathers really created our country with a lot of checks and balances and diffuse authority with a purpose in mind. They didn't want it to be run like a corporation. They didn't want one person who can call the shots, whereas in the corporate world, we've generally been set up with a rather hierarchical system. So I think the two are different. And when I say general principles, though, for example, one of the main lessons I learned in trying to combine large entities, most people will say, do it slowly, don't do this too fast. People have to have time to get used to it. I think that lesson is probably wrong. The lesson we learned is that if you're going to make major change, do it quickly and get it over with. Get on with the job. That's particularly important for the Department of Homeland Security, where they have a task that is essentially like rebuilding an airplane while it's in flight. They can't just shut everything down for 2 years while they do this reorganization. And so to get it over with quickly is undoubtedly going to be the right thing to do.
Mr. Augustine, thank you very much for talking with us
today. My pleasure. Thank you.
Norman Augustine used to be chairman and CEO of Lockheed Martin. He's now retired, also a former undersecretary of the Army, and one of those retired executives who has been giving advice to Tom Ridge on how to create a new Department of Homeland Security.